While the world wraps presents, Bodrepuir wrapped his prayers and laid them before the manger. He reminds us, the most precious gift is a heart that loves, prays, and sacrifices for others. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Today I'd like to share with you two beautiful letters written by Padre Pio around the Christmas season. The first reveals the joy of his soul at Christmas, even while enduring a time of spiritual dryness, what the mystics call the dark night of the soul. The second is a heartfelt Christmas greeting to his confessor, Father Agostino. I have to say, it's one of the most moving Christmas letters I've ever read, and I think you'll see why. Both letters are taken from Padre Pio of Pietrelcina, Letters Volume 1, Correspondence with His Spiritual Directors. Let's begin with the first letter, written to Father Agostino on December 28, 1917, just a few days after Christmas. My very dear Father, may the Heavenly Child arouse in your heart all the holy emotions He made me feel during the holy night when He was laid in the poor little crib. Dear God, I cannot describe to you, my dear Father, all that I felt in my heart on that most happy night. My heart seemed to overflow with a holy love for our God become man. The night of the soul continued even at that moment, but I can tell you that in the midst of such pitch darkness, I was filled with a spiritual joy. Many, many times my thoughts traveled from the child to you and from you to him. I am unable to tell you all that happened to me during this night, the whole of which I spent on my feet without closing an eye. May God be pleased to hear the prayers I sent up for you and which I go on repeating before the grotto of Bethlehem. What a beautiful testimony. Even while enduring spiritual darkness, Padre Pio rejoices in the light of the newborn Christ. It reminds us that Christmas is not just a feast of the senses, lights, music, and gifts, but a true feast of the soul. Even when life feels cold, the birth of Christ has the power to fill our hearts with warmth. Now, let's move on to the second letter, written 4 years later on December 13th, 1921. In this one, Padre Pio writes again to Father Agostino, offering his Christmas greetings with tenderness and brotherly love. My very dear Father Lector, as the feast of the infant Jesus approaches, I feel it my duty to express to you in this letter my sincere good wishes full of heavenly joy. Although I have always prayed for you to the divine mercy, it is my intention during these holy feasts to pour out my whole heart for you in the presence of the divine child. I will ask him to fill you entirely with his divine spirit, to transform you and make you worthy of his divine love. May it please him to listen to all the prayers I will offer you in these days of supreme divine mercy. Accept, my dear Father Lector, these prayers and good wishes, which are the sincere expression of all that I have in my heart for you who are so dear to me in our sweet Jesus. I kiss your hand with respect and embrace you with brotherly affection while begging you to remember me in your precious prayers. Padre Pio of Pietrelcina, Capuchin. Greetings to all in our religious family in your place, while I wish you all a most happy and holy Christmas. Now, isn't that one of the most beautiful Christmas letters you've ever heard? You can almost feel his warmth and sincerity in every line. What stands out to me most is how Padre Pio pours himself out in prayer for others. How natural it was for him to place the needs of those he loved before the Christ child. It's a beautiful invitation for us too. This Christmas, maybe we can do the same, offering our hearts at the feet of the infant Jesus, not just for ourselves, but for those we love. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.